This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today, once again, we're speaking with Chrissy Regan, the wellness poet and founder of Mindful Moms Queensland. Chrissy is an author, speaker, and wellness coach based in Townsville, Queensland, Australia. And Chrissy, thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's lovely to be back.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. Looking forward to hearing from you further today. So tell us, why do you think people don't prioritize their health and well-being as part of life? Why is that not happening?
Well, you know, I've reflected on this a lot over the past few years, even in my own life. You know, I was an athlete. I studied sports science. I represented my country as a sports person in my 20s. But in my 30s, I became what I fondly referred to myself as a fat middle-aged executive. You know, I was living a relatively sedentary lifestyle, spending most hours day and night sat down or lying down, churning out spreadsheets and PowerPoint presentations, and not churning out calories on a treadmill. You know, I ate more, I drank more, I slept less. I lived in a constant state of stress and I was focused on earning money, paying my mortgage and then trying to become a mother. You know, my health and well-being were far down my list of priorities. And I think this happens to many, many people in society. So I'm really comfortable talking about it. I'm also comfortable in sharing that as a result of me not prioritizing my health and well-being, I became obese. I could not fall pregnant naturally. And I suffered with many health conditions, including breast cysts, adrenal fatigue, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, insomnia, anxiety, and so on. You know, and in my mid-40s, I hit the wall and I suddenly realized what I had allowed to happen and what damage I had done to my health. And my goal was to reverse engineer all of that and get back to that fit, healthy, happy 20-something-year-old. You know, and I did it, and it took only 12 months and the 12 steps of my book, Broken to Unbreakable, 12 Steps to an Unbreakable Mind, Body and Spirit. But I did do it, and I'm now fitter, healthier, happier, more productive now than I was before. And I've decided that my health and well-being is non-negotiable. I feel that if we educate people early about health and well-being and provide access to holistic health care and support for people at different stages of their life, then we can start to minimize the health crisis and start to enjoy better health and well-being for a vast percentage of the population.
Such a great way to lead this episode off today, and some really good information and a lot of personal backup on that and support of what you're saying as well. Thanks so much for sharing that. Now, tell us about Maslow's hierarchy of human needs and why it's important on a journey to well-being.
Thank you. Maslow's hierarchy of human needs is an idea in psychology proposed by Abraham Maslow in his 1943 paper, A Theory of Human Motivation. And basically, it's a pyramid of human needs with five levels, with a bottom to top view of our needs as humans, which are on level one, the bottom, we have our physiological needs, food and clothing, level two, safety, job security, level three, love and belonging, such as friendship, level four is esteem, and level five is self-actualization, which is at the top of the pyramid. You know, and this pyramid demonstrates that the needs lower down on the pyramid must be satisfied before individuals can attend to their needs higher up. And what I'm noticing when I share this concept with people is that many people, and with myself included, we spend all of our time and energy fulfilling level one, food, shelter, reproduction, and level two, employment, property, security, in the pyramid. And sometimes we venture into level three, which is friendship and intimacy and sense of connection. But often we very rarely scoot up into level four, which is self-esteem, or level five even, which is self-actualization. And when I demonstrate this to people, they start to understand that they're generally just living in survival mode and not fulfilling their potential or becoming the most that they can be, because we focus too hard on our basic human needs at the expense of all others. And the cost of that is that our overall well-being suffers. You know, we don't have that sense of self. We don't chase our dreams. We give up our passions, our hobbies. We feel unfulfilled, even if we live in a nice house and have a nice car. I learned about Maslow at university, but really only in the last 6 months when I remembered this model and I found an image of this model updated for modern life. do I see how acutely it correlates to the overall well-being of individuals and society as a whole. It was quite profound when I share it with people in my workshops and at my retreats and in my wellness school. You know, they are shocked when they realize that they're not giving themselves permission to self-actualize. It's really powerful to see their faces, and I see a shift in them immediately once they understand Maslow's hierarchy of human needs.
Today, once again, we're speaking with Chrissy Regan, the wellness poet and founder of Mindful Moms Queensland. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, how does fear-based thinking play a role in our health? Talk to us about that.
Thank you. I think it's now pretty well documented what fear-based thinking does to our health long-term and why it's not helpful, since many of us live in a relatively safe environment. You know, fear-based thinking encourages our body to produce chemicals to either flight or fight, but having these chemicals pumping around our body 24/7 is very toxic to the health of our cells. I like to demonstrate to people the impact fear-based thinking has on our body by showing them a diagram which demonstrates, you know, our muscles tensing up, our breathing becoming short and shallow, our stress levels rising, you know, feeling tired, overwhelmed, angry, anxious, and emotional. And then they can visualize for themselves what fear-based thinking does to them and how it has an acute impact on their physiology. For me, I recognized that I had been living with fear-based thinking for many years, which was a compounding contributor to my poor health. And, you know, and through curiosity, self-reflection, mindfulness, meditation, I was able to get to the root of my fears and then start to manage these fear-based thoughts and process them in a healthy way. You know, and I also asked fear to take a holiday. It was a real turning point in my journey to good health. And now when I'm starting to feel anxious or fearful or overwhelmed, and I can feel my stress response coming on, I breathe deeply. I tell myself, I am safe. You know, this simple mantra helps us put the brakes on many fear-based thinking, and it can turn down the dial on our stress responses. And often I'll say it 3 or 4 times, and then I completely turn off my fears and my stress. I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe. Fear-based thinking becomes very habitual, and it also becomes addictive because it's instilled in us from a young age. And we need to unlearn it as adults to prevent us from making us sick and holding us back. Anita Marangi talks about this in her book Dying to Be Me when she healed herself of stage 4 cancer, which is why I think it's a basic form of health and well-being that we could all be better informed about.
Certainly some awesome information right there. Really appreciate that. I'm sure you've reached someone out there tuning in. Now, tagging onto that, how do our conditioned beliefs stop us achieving optimal health and well-being?
Thank you. Well, I feel that our conditioned beliefs will often prevent us from changing our diet, taking up certain activities, seeking out different treatment modalities or therapists. Our conditioned beliefs are developed over time based on what we hear, what we're taught, what role models we have, where we live, and so on. You know, when we become conditioned to think and behave in a certain way, and we make choices based on our beliefs, which in some cases may be beliefs that contribute to poor health and well-being. And to compound that, we will not accept that we're responsible or make any changes to improve the situation. And we just believe, well, that's just the way things are. You know, sadly, then we become a victim to our own beliefs and poor decisions. And then we end up on a vicious cycle of poor health. You know, if we decide to consider alternatives or make changes or learn new information, we can start to optimize our health because it's our beliefs that are no longer keeping us stuck.
A lot of motivation and a lot of inspiration behind your message today. Really appreciate your joining us each and every time. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or one last tip that you'd like to share today before we conclude?
Thank you, Eric. I'd just like to leave with the idea that when we are mindful of our thoughts, feelings and behaviors, we can start to make healthier choices in our life. You know, as we understand why we think what we think, why we feel what we feel, and why we do what we do, you know, we may need to unlearn some patterns and behaviors that are unhelpful and unhealthy and learn new patterns and behaviors that better support us. And I think it all starts with what we think about. Thank you very much.
and how true that is. Thank you very much. And Chrissy, really appreciate your time once again and look forward to our next conversation. Tell us, where can listeners be in touch with you and get all the details they need per your services online?
Thank you. They can find information about my work on my website, thewellnesspoet.com. I'm Chrissy Regan. My YouTube channel is Chrissy Regan, The Wellness Poet, and also on Facebook and Instagram, The Wellness Poet. Thank you, Eric.
And of course, you're always welcome. Chrissy, until next time, have yourself a great day, and thanks for joining us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Chrissy Regan, The Wellness Poet and founder of Mindful Moms Queensland. And once again, for all the details, visit thewellnesspoet.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.